Pioneer Day is approaching, along with an increased risk of getting bitten by a mosquito carrying the West Nile virus. State health officials have issued a warning. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Katie Montenegro is a vector control technician at the Salt Lake City Mosquito Abatement District. She's in the lab, peering through a magnifying glass light at a pile of dead mosquitoes.
On its proboscis, where they would bite you, they have a white band, so that's how I identify that this is a Culex tarsalis mosquito.
Montenegro is sorting hundreds of mosquitoes, separating the simply annoying ones from the ones that can carry diseases like the West Nile virus. Sorting like this has helped the state health department detect the virus in mosquitoes from Weber, Davis, Tooele, and Salt Lake counties. With the mosquito season bearing down, just as Utah gets ready for Pioneer Day celebrations, the key ingredients for West Nile infections are coming together: mosquito-friendly weather and nighttime activities. Sammy Dixon is manager for the Abatement District. He says not all Utah mosquitoes carry West Nile.
The good thing about that is the two species that transmit the disease only bite from dusk until dawn. They do not bite in the daytime.
Dixon says that could change someday, but for now, it's simple for Utahns to protect themselves.
So, from dusk until dawn, got to put your DEET on, or you got to put your repellent on.
The Utah Health Department has logged 8 West Nile deaths since 2006, but reports of human infections have declined steadily over the years, and 2012 was the last time the virus killed someone in Utah. Judy Fays, KUER News.